We're on Udalit on Aleph the Mishnah. The next seven blot is called the Sugi of Rebbe Chanina Skana Kohanim. Obviously, because that's how the Mishnah starts. And it basically is in Yonim of Tum and Tahara, which have really no place in Psachim, except Rashi says that it's a, because at the end of the Mishnah it speaks about burning chametz, truma of chametz, so therefore I put this in here, and the Gemara has a lengthy discussion of a lot of the inyanim that have to do with Tum and Tahara on the Mishnah that have nothing to do with Psachim. The Rambam says that the connection is that in the last Mishnah we spoke about burning the chalas of Toda. So in the middle of this is a continuation of burning other kachim and truma, what's it called also. So just a side connection. Okay. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim Omer. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim, the Gemara says, was called that because he was fit to be the Kohen Gadol. And he was made the Skan Kohen, the one who would be the one who takes the Kohen Gadol's place if something happened to the Kohen Gadol. But he never became Kohen Gadol, because in his time, the Romans controlled the Kohuna, and they installed the Kohen Gadol according to how much money you could pay. So sometimes people paid money to have a good Kohen Gadol put in, and sometimes they paid money to have somebody who wasn't really fit to be the Kohen Gadol put in. And that's how Tzedukim got to be the Kohanim Gedolim. So Rabbi Chanina, even though he was fit to be Kohen Gadol, he never was installed by the Roman government to be the Kohen Gadol. And yet, the Ruach Chaim, Ruach Chaim Voloshiner, points out that it was Rabbi Chanina, Skana Kohanim in Pirkei Avos, who said that he mispal b'shlomo shel malchus, that he should daven for the welfare of the government, even though his personal negias were to be to have tremendous bitterness against the Roman government, because he was always second and never first in the kahuna. But for Lamaisa, his own personal negias didn't stand in the way of what he had to say lahalacha, and lahalacha was better to daven for the welfare of the government. Okay. So what does he say? Miyameim shel kohanim, from very early times in the Beis Hamikdash, lo nimnu milisro v'sabosr shenitma v'vlad atuma, they didn't prevent themselves, didn't hold themselves back from burning meat, kodshim, kodish meat that became tamei with a vlad hatuma, im abosr shenitma bi'av hatuma, afapishim osifim tuma al tumaso, even though you're adding tuma to its tuma. Okay, we'll see 1 second what that means. In fact, we'll see right now. The way that Tumah works is the following. There are certain things that are in Av HaTumah. Let's start from the highest. The highest level of Tumah is Avi Avos HaTumah. That is basically a mace. We'll see tomorrow that there are other things that could be Avi Avos HaTumah too. But it all has to do with Misa. A body, a dead body, Jewish dead body, is Avi Avos HaTumah. He can make a person an Av HaTumah. Okay, only people can become, so he can make a person an Av HaTumah. And a person can then be metame, and Av HaTumah can be metame only food products to become a Rishon the Tumah. And then they can metame foods or another person to become a Rishon the Tumah. And a Rishon the Tumah can only metame foods or drink to become a Sheni the Tumah. That's where it ends. By chulin, by regular foods, it only become a Sheni. A Sheni can't make anything beyond that. There are other Avos HaTumah besides a Tamei Meis. Somebody who touched a body is an Av HaTumah, and he can metame people or kalim or foods. There's a sheretz is an avatuma. If a sheretz touches a person, or food, or drink, it becomes a rishon matuma. Nevela, a zav, a zava, a nida. All of those are avos hatuma, and they can be matame people and food and drink to become a rishon matuma. And those people, or food or drink, and matame something else to become a sheni latuma, and by chulin, that's where it ends. After that, there's no more tuma. By truma, goes one step further. A sheni can make a shlishi by truma, and by kodshim, it goes even one step further, a shlishi can make a revi. So there are four levels after the avatuma. By kodshim, three levels by truma, and two levels by chul. Okay. And many of the other halachas, whether ochel, k'mimitame ochel or not, that's what the Gemara is going to discuss. So what did Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Chanina Shkana Kohanim say? He said they never held themselves back from burning basher that was nitma with a vlad hatuma. A vlad hatuma is a sheni latuma. So a sheni by kodshim can make a shlishi. So you had something that was tame from an avatuma, okay, that was a rishon, rishon atuma. And then that thing was matame, a second thing. We'll say, in any case, that's, right now we think it's talking about vlad atuma means a rishon atuma. The avatuma touched something, became a rishon, and what's it called? So that was, and that rishon was matame something else. That basar was a vlad atuma. Right, and they didn't burn that even together with something that became tummy directly from an avatuma. Something sheretz touched something, that meat now was a rishon matuma. So they burned the rishon together with the sheni. That's what the Gemara thinks now. Even though you're adding tuma to its tuma. Till now it was what's called the sheni, now it's coming in contact with a rishon. The Gemara's gonna ask, am I still a sheni? A rishon makes a sheni, so you're not adding any tuma. But that the Gemara will discuss what it's talking about. Rashi, Mineim shel kohanim, hacha naket la mishum seifa, diktanim et divreim lamadnu shesortim truma. What's it called? The reason this Mishnah is here is because of the seifa of the Mishnah that talks about burning truma before Pesach. Nulisov es habasu shenitin vavlada tuma, shenaga basu kodesh zeh, Rishon Matuma. Okay, this Basar Kodesh touched a Rishon Matuma. V'havi le'ihu sheni. Again, a sheretz touched a person. The person now became a Rishon Matuma. He touched the meat. The meat is now a sheni latuma. So that Basar Kodesh, that's a sheni latuma, they burnt together with something that touched directly an avatuma, which was a Rishon Matuma. A meat that touched a sheretz. Is that a rishon atuma? So they burned the rishon and the sheni together. The lo nimnu milisarfo im chamur mimenu. They didn't hold themselves back from burning it together with something more tame, mimishanaga babatuma, meat that touched directly a sheretz. The hoil va'adzu hakal lisreifa omeid, since the lesser tame has to be burnt anyway, right? Lo choshu im matan mimosa yosu mashahayim. They weren't choshesh to matami it more. Because the whole inyan of having to watch truma and kodshim, that it shouldn't become tame, is that it should be remain edible as a korban or as truma. But lamaisa, if it's already tame, and it's not edible, and it has to be burned, then what difference does it make if you add more truma or not? It anyway has to be burned. Ubigmara poruch maitosetes tumerika. The Gemara is going to ask, what added tuma is there when a rishon touches a sheni? Halo gamba rishona have bevlad tuma naga. The ashev choser benogeh bevlad atuma. In the beginning it also only touched a vlad atuma, and now it's touching a vlad atuma. So where's the addition? That the Gemara is going to speak about. Hoshif Rabbi Akiva va'omar. Rabbi Akiva added to what Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim said, and he said even a bigger chiddush. בימינו של כהנים לא מלונימנו להדליק השמן שניצל בתבוליון. From the early days of the Kohanim, they never held themselves back from lighting, shemen. That here we're talking about burning it, shemen of truma. Shenifsa b'tvul yom. A tvul yom is a yoledes. It's one kind of a tvul yom. She what's it called? She counts. She has a boy. She counts 7 days. She's tamei as if she was a nida. She gave birth, even if there's no blood, no nothing, she becomes like a nida for 7 days. At the end of the 7 days, she, what's it called, goes to the mikveh, and she becomes a mechusar kapara. Mechusar kapara, on the 33 days later, on the 40th day, she has to bring a korban. So she is tahor during those 33 days, but she's not allowed to eat kachim, and she's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. But she's allowed to live with her husband. And she's called the Mechusar Kippur. Then, on the 40th day, she goes to the mikveh again, and she, in any case, it's not what it's for Yom HaShoah, but it's Mechusar Kippur. On the 40th day, she goes to the mikveh, and then she brings her karbanos, and she's allowed to eat kachim, and she's allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash after she brings her korban, but she's still not allowed to eat truma until nightfall. Any person who became tameh and goes to the mikveh has to wait till it gets dark, till after sunset, till after Tzeis HaKochavim, like we learned in Brachos, to be able to eat truma. That's called a tvul yom. A tvul yom is somebody who went to the mikveh and has to wait till sunset to be able to eat truma. They went to the mikveh, they're tar for most other things, but they're called a tful yom, legabe, what's it called, legabe achilas truma. So, and a tful yom is pasul's truma. A tful yom can't make things tameh, but it can make things pasul. So he's not allowed to eat truma, and if he touches truma, the truma becomes pasul. It's not edible anymore, but it's not tameh. It's not matameh, anything else. Okay. So a shemen of truma that became possible through a tvul yom, okay? B'ner shenitma b'tomei meis. They burnt it together with a ner, or they lit and burnt that shemen in a ner that was tomei b'tomei meis. Shenitma b'tomei meis. So the shemen was a shlishi, was possible, and the ner is what's it called? A rishon, the tuma. So now you're adding extra tuma. It's a rishon with a shame. A rishon with something that's possible. So that's an extra added level. Here we were talking a rishon with a shame. Here we're talking a rishon with something that's only possible, that's a shlishi. Not tame at all, only possible. Afa pisha mosifin tuma al tumaso. So Rabbi Akiva added that not only could they burn a rishon with a sheni, they even burned a rishon with a posel. Rashi, melahadlik shemen shel truma shenitzal b'tvul yom, v'hu shlishi. A shemen of truma that a tvul yom touched becomes a shlishi. The tvul yom poselas ha-truma min ha-Torah. A tvul yom posels the truma min ha-Torah, salokha min ha-Torah. That a tvul yom that touches truma makes it possible. B'yavamas perikaro mi'bechol chodesh lo siga, right? That says by Yoledes, bechol chodesh lo siga. She can't touch any chodesh. And chodesh over here is referring to truma. Yoledes mishmitavla v'sof yimei truma ad melos yimei tahara shela tvulas yomarachi. A Yoledes who went to the mikvah on the seventh day by a boy, until on the 40th day that she actually brings her korbanos, and then until the sun sets on that day, she's considered a tvul yom, long tvul yom. Part of that time she's called mechusar kippurim. After she'll bring her korban, she's only a tvul yom till the sun will set. Shari ein ruyel habi kapara ad yot shmoni v'yechad. She's not fit to bring her carbon till the 81st day, Rashi's talking where it was a girl, then it's doubled, 14 days of Tumah and 66 days of Tahara, and on the 81st day she brings her carbon. Ama lohav yaharik shemesh diloha achkiya sakam adishmoni. That's my mistake. She ceases to become a tfur yom on the night of the 80th day. In other words, when the 80th day passes, she's already not a tfur yom. Then she's still in the chusar kippur. She starts to bring her carbon. After she'll bring the carbon, she's perfectly okay. So in other words, her tvila will help completely as a tvila on the night after the 80th day. She brings her carbon the next day, she's still in Mechusar Kippur. So it's not what I said before. She remains a tful yom till before she brings her carbon. When the sun sets on the 80th day, she's not a tful yom, but she's still in Mechusar Kippur. The next day she brings her carbon, she's perfectly okay after that. She doesn't have to wait till the sun set on the 81st day, she just has to bring her carbon. Okay. So until the night of the 80th day, she's still considered a tful yom. B'ner shenitma b'tamei meis, tamei meis ad hatuma hu. A tamei meis is an ad hatuma. M'tamei kelim. Tamei meis is someone who touched the meis. Like we said, the meis is avi avos hatuma, and the person who touched the meis is an ad hatuma. And the ad hatuma is m'tamei, not only food, it's m'tamei odom v'kelim too. People and kelim are one level, and an avatuma can metame that, and surely can metame food and drink. Dechsiv, b'chol asher yigah bo hatame yitma, v'hanefesh hanogas titma d'orim. L'gabei a tame meis, it says that anything he touches becomes tame, and a person that touches him also becomes tame. So you see, he can metame food, and he also can metame people and kelim. The parshas paragabei tumas meis, that's in parshas chukas. Al matame meis, matame odom. The asoa kasuv atatuma kesheretz. A person who touches a meis becomes an atatuma, just like a sheretz, or nevela, that are an atatuma. She matame odom. And an atatuma can be matame people. The lokin ogea bohen, and not like a rishon matuma. Someone who touches an atatuma, he becomes a rishon matuma. She'ein matame alokul mashkin. A Rishon Matuma can only be Matame food and drink. Can't be Matame people or Kalim. Kedusi b'shrotzim. Kol asher b'socho yitma. Mikol ha'ol kol asher ye'ochel asher yavu alav ma'ayim yitma. V'chol mashka asher yishase b'chol kli yitma. Alma lo mekabel tuma min ha'kli shekibel tuma min ha'sheretz el ha'ochel ha'mashkin b'lvad. There the Torah says that if the sheretz is inside a kli, because the sheretz is only metame from the inside of a kli. So if the sheretz is in, kli cheres. If the sheretz is inside a kli cheres, because kli cheres is only mekabel tuma from the inside, so the kli cheres becomes tame. That's a rishon l'tuma. The sheretz is an avatuma, and it's metame, the kli cheres. Now anything that touches that kli cheres becomes tame if it's food or it's drink. But if it's a person or a kli, does not become tame from touching the kli that became tame from a sheretz. Because the kli is a rishon l'tuma, and a rishon can only metame ochel u'mashke, not adam v'kelim. The lo adam v'kelim. The high ner have a rishon. The ner is something that was makabel tuma from an avatuma. Someone touched a mace, and then he touched a ner. A ner over here doesn't mean a candle. It means the crucible that you put the oil in. That's the ner. The ner is the kli that holds the oil. V'achshav yesh kan tosefes tuma. Shemitchila ha'yeshemen zeh shlishi. The shemen that touched the tful yom is only a shlishi. It's pasul. It's not matame. Because by truma, a shlishi can't make a revi. So it's only pasul. V'chozer v'nasa sheni al-yidei aner. And when the ner, which is a rishon latuma, touches it, it becomes a sheni latuma. So you bring it up one level. The horvi yesh tuma alav Since it was tummy to begin with, it doesn't make a difference to make it more tummy. Like we said, because the whole inyan of not being metame, truma tahar tahara, is to preserve its ability to be eaten. But once it's tummy and it can't be eaten anyway, it doesn't make a difference how tummy it is. That's the basic lesson of the Mishnah. Midivreyam lamadnu shesarfin truma tahara. Okay, let's go on. Omer Reb Meir, midivreyam lamadnu, Reb Meir said, from somebody here, either Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Chanina ben Askana Kohanim, and the Gemara is going to discuss who we learn it from, but from some of what was said until now, we learn shetzarfin truma tahori matmei of a Pesach, that before Pesach, when you have to burn truma, because it's chametz, so you can burn truma tmeya together with the tahora. Since anyway it's going to be burnt and it's not going to be eaten, it doesn't make a difference if you're matame it or not. So you're allowed to burn truma tmeya together with truma tahora. Amar Rav Yossi, Eino Yamida. Rav Yossi says, no, it's not the same. And all this the Gemara will discuss, what's not the same, where we learn it from, or whatever. Umodim, Rav Elezer, Rav Yoshua, and Rav Elezer and Rav Yoshua admit, and again we'll see who they admit to, Shesartin Zuli Atzma, the Zuli Atzma. Right? Everybody agrees that you're allowed to burn the Truma Tmeya and the Truma Tahora separately. You burn it. Because it's chametz. Aman nechleku, what do they argue about? Alatluya v'atmeya. Right? That everybody holds you have to burn truma tahora and truma tmeya. Rabbi Elezer and Yeshua argue on Rabbi Meir. And they hold you can't burn truma tmeya and truma tahora together. You have to burn them separately. That Rabbi Elezer and Yeshua hold jointly connected Rabbi Meir. What do they argue about? Aman nechleku. If you can burn truma that is a sotek tame together with truma that's a vade tame. Rabbi Elezer says even that you have to burn separately because maybe the sotek tame truma is really tar and then you're burning it together with the tame. And Rabbi Yeshua Mershdim Kachas. And Rabbi Yeshua says since it's anyway sotek tame, you can burn it with vade tame. But you can't burn vade tar with vade tame. That not. Okay, Rashi. B'divreim lomadnu, shesartim truma tahori matmei of a Pesach. Im zman abir. When the time comes to burn chametz, you don't have to discriminate if you're burning tahora or tmeya. You can burn them all together. Tahora v'holechus v'yibud, since it's going to be destroyed anyway, afa tahora, even the tahora, like we said, there's a mitzvah of mishmeres trumosai. You have to watch and guard the truma that doesn't become destroyed or become tamei, because you have to guard it to be able to eat it. But if you, what's it called, are going to anyway have to destroy it, or anyway it's tamei, then you don't have to guard it anymore. The apagav shemuzarim on the shomer of Atira, dechsivas mishmeres trumosai. Even though you have a chiyuv to make sure that it remains tahar, that's only where it's going to be edible. But if it's going to be destroyed, then you don't have that chiyuv. Eina yamida iatayocholuma v'zumi divrayim. Rabbi Yossi says you can't learn this from the words of Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim or Rabbi Akiva. Ubigmar mefarish amay eina mina yamida. The Gemara will discuss why Taka Rabbi Yossi argues. Umodim Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yossi Kamerla. Rabbi Yossi who says that you surely can't burn Tahar Truma and Tameh Truma together. The Apagat the Iflug Rabbi Elezer Rabbi Yeshua, Bisrapis Truma, Baham Modu Shasarfin Zuliatzuliatzma. Even though we find that Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua argue about burning Truma Tluya, Sotek Tameh, together with Vadei Tameh, they both agree that if it's Vadei Tahar, you can't burn it with Vadei Tameh. Okay. Gemara. Nichti. Basar shenitma v'vlad hatuma mai havei sheni. A basar that was nitma with a vlad hatuma. Okay, a vlad hatuma is what's called a av hatuma, a sheretz touched a person. So a person, that was a Rish on the Tumah. And he, what's it called? Tarch meat. So that meat is a Sheni Latumah. The first guy is a Vlada Tumah. And the Sheretz is an Ata Tumah. So meat that was Tomei with a Vlad HaTumah is a Sheni. Okay?
Vlad HaTumah is just synonymous with Rishon HaTumah?
Vlad HaTumah is Rishon, right. Vlad means Rishon. Just like the Av now has a Vlad. So the Av makes a Rishon, which is called Vlad HaTumah. Ki sarif le bahavi basa shenitma bahav HaTumah. When you burn it together with meat that was touched by an Av HaTumah, so now the meat is a Rishon HaTumah. Okay? What can that meat be matame? Make a shady. So now, when that Rishon, Latumah, touches this meat, what is it affecting? It's making it a shady. But already was a shady. So what Tumah are you adding? You're making a shady, again into a shady. My hobby is shady. Shady is shady. It was always a shady. So what's the problem? Versus my mosif latumah tumah so ika, but what osafa is there? It was a sheni to begin with, and now it's touching a rishon. It's also becoming a sheni, so it's not becoming more tame than it was before. Rav Yehuda hacha bevlad vlad askina tahavi leshlishi ukisavar shlishi muter hasoso sheni. It's talking not about a vlad atuma. It's talking about a Vlad Tumah. And even though the Mishnah says Vlad, it means not a Rishon. It means, what's it called? Not an Av, but a Vlad. So a Vlad can even be a grandchild. It's like Bonei Bonim, Herin Gibonim. So a Vlad is also called a Vlad. So what happened over here was the Sheretz touched a person. The person touched another person. Okay? So now, what's it called? The Avatuma was Metame or Rishon. The Rishon touched meat. Not a person. Touched meat. The meat now became a Sheni Latuma. That meat touched Truma. Okay? Something that could Kodesh. Became a Shlishi. So now we have meat that's a Shlishi Tuma. When you have the Avatuma, you touch the Rishon, okay? Another meat, that meat's a Rishon. When that meat touches the Shlishi, it makes it a Sheni. So you're bringing it up one level of Tumah. So a Sheni, a Shlishi is becoming a Sheni. That's what Rabbi Chanina Sganei Kohanim said you're allowed to do. Even though you're adding Tumah, it's okay. Uksava Shlishi, Mutter Lasoso Sheni. What is Rabbi Chanina Sganei Kohanim telling us? That you're allowed to make a Shlishi Latumah, a Sheni Latumah, since you have to burn it anyway. Rashi. My Sheni v'Sheni hu, mitchilo haya Sheni, v'adayin Sheni hu. If it's talking about something that was Tame with a Vlad HaTumah, then it's a Sheni. And when now you burn it together with a Rishon, it remains a Sheni. So what are you adding? Hai bivlad HaTumah, hacha bivlad vlad askinon. Hai bivlad HaTumah diktoni masnison, vlad ko'omar, dainu Sheni. It's not talking with meat that was Tomei from a Rishon HaTumah, that it was a Vlad, but a Vlad. Ubasu shenogo bavishlishi. It was Tomei from a Sheni. It becomes now a Shlishi. And now that you burn it together with meat that became Tomei from an Avatumah, Shehu Rishon, that meat is a Rishon. Now when this Shlishi touches meat that was a Rishon, it becomes a Sheni. So you're elevating its Tumah one level. Now the Gemara asks, the only way this meat is going to become a Shlishi is if it touched other food. Because what's it called? sheni can't be an Adam or a Kelim, because it had to be Makabel Tumah from a Rishon. And a Rishon, the Tumah, is only Matami food. It's not Matami Adam the Kelim. So the Av HaTumah could be Matami a person. That person becomes a Rishon HaTumah. That person can no longer be Matami people. So if he touches food, becomes a Sheni. That Sheni, surely, what's it called, can only Matami food. So which food could be Matami? Ein Ochel, Matami Ochel. One food product can't be Matami another food product. So how could a Basar that touched a Basar Sheni become a Shlishi? Ein Ochel, Matami Ochel. How do we know that? V'hayin ochel metame ochel, d'tanya, yochel yehi ochel metame ochel. I might think that one ochel could be metame another ochel. Talmud lomar, v'chitei mayim al zera, v'nofo min yivloshim alav, tomei hu. If water will fall on grain, and a nevela will touch the grain, it's tomei. It's tomei mashma, only it. But it's not metame something else. Right? Who tome? The ain oshe kiyotse bo tome. It can't make other grain tome. Here, it's talking about heksher. In order for something makabel tumah, it had to have one of the seven mashkim. Yad shochatam. One of those seven mashkim, come in contact with it. So the Torah is telling me the following. You have dry grain that came in contact with water or one of the other six mashkim. Now even if it dried off, it doesn't make a difference. And now a nevela touched that grain. So the nevela is a Rishon HaTumah. The grain is a Rishon HaTumah. It's from a Kabbal Tumah, from the Ava Tumah, from the nevela. It's a Rishon. That is a Tumah alone. If that touches other grain, it doesn't become Tumah, the other grain. So you see, Ochel is not Matameh Ochel. Can't make Ochel, other Ochel Tumah. So Mara says, Hanichei La'abaya, the Amar lo Shana al Bechuri, al Betruma the Kachim Osek Yotzibo. That halacha, that Ochel is not the Tamei Ochel, is only by Chulin. But by Truma and Kachim, there Ochel is the Tamei Ochel. And we're talking about Kachim over here. So the meat that was a Rishon can make other meat a Sheni. Because it's talking about Kachim. And the meat that was a Sheni can make the other meat a Shlishi. Ularav Ada Bar Ava Mishmei Durav Anami Da'amar Lo Shomer Lechulin Utruma Aba Bekachim Osek Yotzibohen Shafir. And there's a second sheet, the Rav Ada Bar Ava, in the name of Rava. He holds that that halacha of Ein Ochel Matami Ochel applies to Chulin and Truma, but it doesn't apply to Kachim. So according to both of them, there's no problem. In our Mishnah, we're talking about Kachim. So Ochel's Matami Ochel. So you could have a Shlishi of Basar that became Tameh from other Basar, and a Sheni of Basar that became Tameh from other Basar. Because by Kachim, both Rava, Rav Ada Bar Ava, the name of Rava, and Abaya hold an Ochel's Matameh Ochel. But, about the Kachim, okay, Elal Ravina Mishmeh the Rava. But according to Ravina, how he learned from Rava, the Omar Nikra Mali Dibra Kosu, Loshna Chulin, the Loshma Truma, Loshma Kachim, Ein Rosh Kiyotzibo, Michael and Eber. But according to the way that Ravina learns Rava, that Ein Ochel Metame Ochel applies across the board. When the Pasuk said, Hu Tame, it's not talking about Truma, it's not talking about Kachim, it's not talking about Chulin, it's talking about everything. There's no way that Ochel's Metame Ochel, not by Chulin, not by Truma, not by Kachim. So how is our Mishnah talking? Doesn't make a difference, it's talking by Kachim. Ein Ochel Matame Ochel. So how did this meat become a Sheni or a Shlishi? It could only be Mekabel Tumah from another Ochel. But it says, Hok Mayaskinon, the Ika Mashkin Bahadi Basar. It's talking where there was a liquid together with the meat. And the liquid could be Matame food. Ochel, Ein Ochel Matame Ochel is only solid food to solid food. But liquid food to solid food is yes, Matami. The Kometami Machmas Mashkin. It's becoming Tame now because of the Mashkin. So what happened is that a Sheretz touch meat, and the meat, what's it called, the meat had liquid with it, and the liquid now was matame other meat. That could be. And the meat now is a shady. And the opposite true. That meat also had mashka. And that mashka was matame other meat, became a shlishi. So it's not ochel matame ochel, it's mashka matame ochel. Okay. The Tosus over here asks, there's two problems here. One is, so about a mashka already, a mashka, the halach is midrabanan, the yud ches dover, we learned in Shabbos, mashka always raises whatever it touches to a rishon matuma. So Tosus says, since it said, miyameyem shel kohanim, it's talking even before this gzeru was made. So forget about the gzeru of yud ches dover. We're going now with the regular Torah halacha that a mashka, that's a rishon, makes an ochel sheni. Or a shlishi, a sheni that makes a shlishi. So that's one thing. Secondly, Tulsa says, we know that a mashka is not matame other things unless it's a revius. You need a revius of mashka to be matame other things. So the chora, there's surely not a revius of liquid together with this meat. Right? It's talking about the liquid on the meat. It's not a revius. So basically, Tulsa says there's a few different shittas in Rishonim. Some hold the halacha of needing a revius of a mashka to be matame is only those kind of tumas that when you drink the revius, you become tame. But tumas that you touch, any mashka is matame, even less than revius. That's one teres that Tulsa says. That's the reva. Then there's the re. The re says that the only time you need a revius is by tumas that are only for rabbanan. There you need a revius to matame other things, since it's only a tumah the rabbanan. But by tumas the oraisa, even a mashahu of mashka is matame. And the third shita is that tumah, what's it called, even less than a revius is what's it called, min hatorah, not tame, less than a revius, but min rabbanan it's tame. It's only tame. Minatora is a revius, but it's tummy even with the Rabbanan with less than a revius. Okay. In any case, okay. There's another problem here, is Bichlal, since Truma, how did Truma that has to be burned, mitame anything? I will save that when we get to the Truma part. Here, till now we're talking about Kachin, and the mice, it's mitame. But the truth is that we'll get to, and I guess the truth is it applied to Kachin too, because the kachim also has to be burned, if it's possible. How could it be matame, anything else? Anything that has to be burned, we say ksuse mechta shiura. It's like it was burnt up, and it doesn't have a shear. In order to matame other things, you need a kabeya. It's not enough to be matame anymore. So we'll get to the answers of that, not today, because we don't have that much time left anyway. So let's finish up the two dots, and that question keep in your mind. How the cloud that something that has to be burned be matame anything since it doesn't have a shear? And you need a shear of a kebeya to be matame one ochel to another ochel. So in any case, we're left with a question here. How could this meat of, what's it called, kodesh, become a sheni or a shlishi? It can't become tame from other meat. Where it says it's talking where there's a mashka. And the mashka was matami the basar. Ihochi, hai im habasar shenit mabiyavatuma, im habasar mashka mi boyale. They should have said that. It says they used to burn it not just with the meat, but with the meat and the liquid that was on it. Because it was just the meat, there's no problem. Ela noi din ocha matame ocha midaraisa midarabana mi matame. Ena chinami. Ochel's not matame ochel minatora. But midarabana it is. And here we see that even though midarabana, you're adding tuma, doesn't make a difference. But it's not a Torah tuma you're adding, it's only rabbinic tuma. Rashi. Hu tame, vein osakiyotsipo, vein ocha matame ochel. The kivud lo matame le mitoshet asika. The maisik, since it can't be matame, if you had basar that's a sheni together with a shlishi or a rishon with a sheni, what's going to help? What's it going to be make any difference? One basher can't be matame another basher, so you're not adding any tumor because they can't have an effect one on the other. They know sekiyotzibo, they matame or kokiyotzibo. Who tame? Mashma miyuta. Only it. About tumor the kachim or sekiyotzibo, the alfina minavuas chagi, lechem the nozit, yayin the shem. And later on, the Gemara will bring a pasuk in nevuas chagi where he tested the kohanim. And we'll see that over there you see that what's it called, that by kodshim, or even by truma, an ochel can be tami an ochel. Shaper de masnishin be kodshim kamayri. Our vision is talking by kodshim. So according to, what's it called, Abaya, and according to Ravina, according to Rav Abba in Rava, there's no problem. Everybody agrees that by kodshim ochel matame ochel. But according to Ravina in Rava, it's a question. Mikra Mali, Lahotsi, Mimashmusa lo Truma, Lo Kachim, El Dover Shalin Dibir, the Ain Okumatame Okolam. The Pasuk is across the board. It's not specific to one kind of thing. It applies to Kachim, Truma, and Chulin equally. So nothing can be Okumatame Okum. Unavuas Chagi, Tumas Rabbananinu. And that Pasuk by Chagi is talking about Tumas Rabbanan, not the Oraisa. And the Gemara is going to say that gezeirah was already made miyameim shel kohanim from the beginning of the second Beis Hamikdash. Aval d'oraisa lo matame ela ochel mashko mashko ochel. Min haTorah, only solid food, matame liquid food, or liquid food, solid food, but not solid salad. The come on the pirkin yolitla the ochel matame mashke or mashke ochel. Later on, we'll learn how we know that liquid can be matame solid and solid liquid, but not solid solid. Where it says the ikam mashke b'hadi baser kishenaga ba'avatuma hayam mashke tofeya cholecha. When they burnt the baser with the other baser, the one that was more tame had liquid on it too. That was equally tame. And then the what's it called? The mashka was also a rishon with the basar. It was matame, the other basar that was a sheni. She saw if I died, whatever. Or matame, a basar, she nisra can say, machmas a mashkin, the nasa shlishi sheni. Like we said, it was talking about a flat. You're burning a shlishi with a rishon. So, and the mashka rishon made the shlishi a sheni. This is before they were gozer that mashkim are make everything a rishon. So it remains a sheni, but you're taking a shlishi and making it into a sheni. And then the Gemara says another teretz, the rabbanim matame, the komosli tumah the rabbanim, ain't a chanami, solid can't be matame solid, min haTorah, the min rabbanim it is, and you're making a shlishi, the raisa, a sheni, min rabbanim. They're adding it to Madrabana.